Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, the fourth annual Night Before features the Dave Matthews Band, Saturday, February 3rd. That's the night before the Super Bowl. It's at the Xcel Energy Center in the Twin Cities, and we're kicking off the biggest game in sports with the biggest night in music. The Night Before is sold out. This is your only way to win. 7 o'clock today, right now, 2 o'clock this afternoon, and 5. Three more keywords. We'll give you the keyword. Text it to 72881 or enter it at entercomcontest.com. The keyword this morning is band, B-A-N-D. Text band to 72881 and you can win tickets, airfare tickets for 2-3 nights, hotel stay, 2 tickets to the concert, and you can qualify for a grand prize, which will get you 2 on-location experiences, game day ticket packages. Message and data rates apply. The Night Before from The Fan and NFL On Location, your official pass for the ultimate Super Bowl 52 experience. Super Bowl ticket packages on sale now. Go to NFLOnLocation.com today. And again, the keyword is band, B-A-N-D. Text that to 72881 as Tom in Germantown did yesterday, and he scored himself that package. So congratulations to Tom. Hopefully you can be the next Tom. Text band to 72881.
I love going to concerts. Concerts, I love going to, man. I try to go to them. I go to probably about 10 or 12, 15 concerts a year.
Yeah, but like 8 of those are REO Speedwagon.
I know. So what? I like going to see REO. Doesn't matter.
Don't you want to mix it up a little bit?
Well,
variety's
I do.
Spice of the life.
I do go see a lot of different concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, just maybe not today's groups because I don't really know today's music. But yeah, I've seen, you know, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, you know, the Eagles. Well, what's so funny?
Yeah, well, Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. I mean,
but that's my era, Bart. I mean, what do you?
That's the
you,
same. Like, it's like the same thing.
I it's, mean, not it's not the. No, it's not
but
the same.
But she's in it.
Yeah, but I mean. I've seen Fleetwood Mac three or four years ago.
I went and saw Michael Jackson. I saw the Jackson 5.
Well, no,
saw...
no. Stevie Nicks maybe does like 2 or 3 songs from Fleetwood Mac, and then the rest she does the solo stuff. So, and then you go see Fleetwood Mac. Christine McVie does her, you know, her stuff that she does with Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey Buckingham. It's not the same thing. So,
I shouldn't have laughed. I apologize. Yeah. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here on The Fan. So, no REO tonight. That got canceled, and I'm sorry about that. You were supposed to go where, Escanaba or somewhere else?
No, not that far north, Bowler.
Oh, Bowler.
Which is by Shano, the Mohican casino up there.
Oh, okay.
Apparently Kevin Cronin's called off his next 2 months' worth of concerts.
And I'm sure it would have been sold out anyway, that REO show.
They all are.
Just like?
They're all the small venues, they're all sold out.
Just like Bucks Warriors is tonight. So this is one of the toughest tickets in town to get throughout the Bucks season. You've got the Golden State Warriors coming here. They're in town. They'll be at the Bradley Center tonight to take on the Bucks. The Bucks, a team that have played Golden State well over the last couple of seasons. And a guy who's played for both of those teams recently is Zaza Pachulia. Zaza actually was here with Giannis. Giannis's first team with like O.J. Mayo and Nate Walters and some of these guys that are long and gone from Bucks history. Zaza was on that team. So he saw a young Giannis, and now he sees current Giannis. He'll see current Giannis again tonight. So last night at Warriors practice, had the chance to talk with Zaza for a few minutes about what he's up to in Milwaukee, what he sees from Zaza and his thoughts on Jason Kidd as a coach. Zaza Pachulia with us on The Fan. Bar Winkler here with Zaza Pachulia. Zaza, welcome back to Milwaukee. Do you guys get much time? I mean, you have kind of the shoot-around, but are you able to do anything? Is there anything like Milwaukee that you want to make sure you do, or is it's one day of a back-to-back, you're kind of in and out, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you play in the West Coast team, come here only once, and we just landed straight through practice and dinner time and then get some rest, get ready for tomorrow's game. You know, the roads is tough, especially when it's cold outside. You know, you kind of feel like you don't want to do anything, just, you know, get some rest and take care of your business. But, you know, looking forward to see a lot of familiar faces, obviously, at, tomorrow when I get into Braley Center.
The big one is Giannis, of course, and when you were last here, he was just getting into the league. With what you're seeing from him now, did you see that out of him then, or is there some surprise element to it?
No, I mean, you know, when I first met him, he was 18 years old, and then we were together again when he was 19. There was a huge progress between year first and second with him, and then you could tell the idea and the plan was, you know, for him to take over and be the guy and, you know, lead the team. You know, he had a lot of potential. You know, looking at him, whatever he was able to do, even when he was the young age, you know, it was impressing. And, you know, I was really glad to see the kind of talent, you know, and just to be around him and stuff. So I was expecting, it's not a surprise, and I'm sure this guy has even more potential to grow and, you know, get better as a player.
Do you see a limit for him or at this point? I mean, he wants to be where LeBron is, where KD is. Do you see a limit for him?
He definitely can get there and go even higher. I don't think there's a limit for him. I like his mindset. I like his enthusiasm and his background, where he's coming from, and the hunger he has in him. And also another great thing about Giannis is opportunity to work with or be mentored by Jason Kidd and his coaching staff. I know his coaching staff, amazing. I mean, really, I learned so much from them, and I think Giannis is so privileged to be working with those guys, learning on and off the court things, and you know, it's going to help him to be a better player.
As far as you and the Warriors, I mean, you guys are a pretty good basketball team. And you'll be in the playoffs and probably the one seed. How do you guys go through the regular season when a team like the Bucks is scratching and clawing for, you know, the playoff berth, maybe a top seed? How do you guys not lose focus during a long regular season with so much travel and all this kind of stuff?
That's a great question. I mean, I wish I had the exact answer, but
I'm a great reporter, so.
One thing I realized that any game can be dangerous for us. Like, if you don't bring the focus and if you don't bring the energy any given night, you're gonna struggle, because there are the teams who are looking forward to play against you and, you know, prove something and, you know, show themselves in it, as a personally and as a team, that they are good teams. And, well, you know, looking at the games we lost this year, like, every time we didn't bring the focus and energy. For example, last game, last night, you know, like, defensively, we didn't bring that focus and intelligence. So that's why every game can be dangerous. Every game can go to south. So it's important, you know, for us to, you know, play our game and from start to finish. And enjoying to play our game as a Warriors basketball and be ourselves. You know, whatever we have done throughout the years, and obviously brought us success, huge success, and you got to continue doing that. Well, at the same time, understand it's a long season. You might have some games where, you know, either there's no energy or, you know, like I say, a lot of traveling, you know, fatigueness, you know, tiredness. But end of the day. You have to be professional and then take care of your business.
Is there a worry with you guys? I mean, you were on the shelf for a little bit, and Steph going through what he's going through. Is there a worry that you guys, if you're not all together, there might be some rust when everybody's healthy, or no?
Well, a privilege of this team core has been together for years now, you know, and obviously last year we proved that we could win this game with the type of basketball we play and the personnel we have. And unfortunately this year we'll be struggling with the injuries, you know. It's part of the game, you can control it. Most important, I'd rather have injury now than in the playoffs and finals. But of course, the best case scenario is not to have injuries at all. But you know, you can't predict that, you can't control that. But what we can do, be smart about it, and then you know, also a privilege of this team is so many players can step up and contribute in a big way. There's so many players has been starters throughout their careers, you know. So and now they're sacrificing and coming off the bench. So. It's a huge, definitely a privilege for us, a luxury that we have. But at the same time, understanding it's a long season, everybody's needed, everybody's so important of this with the team that can contribute any given night.
We miss you in Milwaukee. Good luck, but not Friday night.
Thank you.
That's a classic Tim Allen way to end an interview, so I stole that from Tim. Zaza Pachulia last night. The Warriors practiced at the old Warriors facility. The current Golden Eagles at the El Maguire Center last night, and they'll be in town obviously tonight to take on the Bucks on what should be a great atmosphere, man.
You know, my favorite part of the interview is when you told Zaza, he said, "Oh, that's a great question." You said, "I'm a great reporter," and he just blew right by your statement. He didn't play along. He just kept going.
He laughed.
He didn't sound like it. He kept on going.
How do you guys not lose focus during a long regular season with so much travel and all this kind of stuff?
That's a great question. I mean, I wish I had the exact answer, but
I'm a great reporter, so.
One thing I realized.
He just kept going.
No, he laughed, but I cut it out.
No, shut up.
He had laughed. We actually laughed for like a full minute.
Oh, shut up.
But I thought that's not going to play well.
No, shut up. Because if he did laugh for a minute, you'd play the whole thing.
Okay, he gave me a smile. For real, he gave me a smile.
And he probably walked away and said, "Geez, who's this guy with this baseball cap coming over here?" And
no, I dressed up last night. He also, I will say, during
your one sports coat.
No, my one sports shirt.
The purple one with the
wow, you're
yeah,
you're
polka
an
dots.
Ass. Yes.
Yeah, you wore that one?
Yes. I'm wearing a different one tonight.
You got one sport shirt and one sport coat.
You wear the same blue shirt every time you go out.
I do not. I do absolutely not. Absolutely not.
With the tan sport coat.
No.
Look, we don't have a fashion budget here.
I got like 10 sports coats.
We don't have a wardrobe budget at the Fan.
Well, of course not. We're all responsible for that on our own.
Once I get one, then I'll start wearing more shirts.
You can't do that on your own?
No, I got other things to do.
You're spending your money on the losing to me.
Yeah, losing to you, yeah. Captain Morgan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got priorities.
I just like it when there's a special event, Bart's going to put on his one sports shirt.
I'm not taking fashion advice from you.
Well,
I will not. Uh-huh. I absolutely will uh-huh. not.
Just telling you, what I notice, that's fine. You know, as long as you wash it. You take it to get dry cleaned, or do you do it yourself? Do you iron it yourself? Do you wash it yourself?
This is not a dry clean shirt. I dry clean other shirts.
Okay.
I've got a nice black and gray shirt I'll be wearing tonight.
Okay.
If you must know.
And then, thank God Golden State's not in town for three nights in a row because you'd be screwed.
I would be screwed, yeah. Like when I cover a whole Brewers series,
yeah.
That can get a little tricky.
You know, I hate doing laundry. See, when I do laundry at my place, and then when Shanna comes over, she does it so much better. I don't know why. I can do the same thing, do the same steps, and somehow everything comes out better when she does it.
No, you're right. My wife does our laundry better. I don't know how.
How does that work that way?
I put in the same stuff, but she does it better. Maybe. I don't know. I don't get it. I've always done. I can't do her laundry now. I can do mine.
Oh, I would never try to do her laundry. No, because if I did it, I'd somehow shrink something and yeah, that'd be the end.
Yeah. So I've been taken off of those duties. See, the key to being a husband is to, be bad at chores, and then you don't have to do anything. That's the key.
Oh, is that it?
Yep.
So, actually, you know what? The thing is, pretend you can't do something.
Yeah.
And if it's, especially if it's tedious, then they'll never ask you to do it.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, I'm horrible about fixing stuff around the house.
Then don't do it.
I don't.
Then you never have to do it again.
Uh-uh. I mean, even like maybe changing the light bulb. No.
We got it all figured out.
It's like for Christmas when my six-year-old gets stuff that you got to put together. It's like I'm the absolute worst. Like, I got him this foosball game 2 years ago. First did put it together like a month ago. And it was Shannon who put it together. So I'm like horrible when it comes to even that. It's like you buy a game, you'd like to see it all pre-assembled. Now you gotta, you know, they give you tools with it. It's like, I don't have, I can't do this.
That sounds pretty beta of you, but
I suck. I suck when putting stuff together.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 105.7 FM. The Fan.
It's like if you're by a desk and it says, "Well, you got to," I always say, "Do I got to put this thing together?" Yes. Then I'm not buying it. Rather go to Goodwill and buy one there. It's all put together.
Then that's why you buy the floor model, and then you get it cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. That would be me. I would rather buy the I'd pay full price for the floor model, as long as I don't have to put the thing together. All right, the New Year's Sleep Sale is going on right now at Mattress Firm. It's a new year. Get yourself a new bed at Mattress Firm. They got you covered with the New Year's Sleep Sale going on right now. Get a free Fitbit with any mattress of $799 or more. Mattress Firm's New Year's Closeout Sale means you save up to 70% on famous name brand floor models, including the Beautyrest, the Serta, the Hampton Roads. You can also save on the essentials like the adjustable bases, which I have, the sheets, the pillows, and a whole lot more. Mattress Firm has also got this new mattress line that has everything you want in a bed in a box called the Tulo. Check it out. And during their New Year's Sleep Sale, this Tulo, you won't pay a dime for delivery when you get one. So check that out when you get in the Mattress Firm this weekend and see all the great deals. Plus the interest rates, 0% APR, 0% APR for 6 years during Mattress Firm's New Year's Sleep Sale. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms subject to credit approval. They guarantee you, you're going to get the lowest price. They absolutely guarantee you that, and they'll beat any price on comparable mattresses. And if you don't love your mattress within 120 days of purchase, you can always bring that back and get your money back. But they guarantee you'll love your mattress, and plus you're going to get the best price in town as well at Mattress Firm.
Frames, my friend, she works in HR. Mm-hmm. And something I saw, somebody sent her a resume, and what they put on the resume, it's sports related, but there's no way in hell. Initially, I thought you should ever put this on your resume.
What kind of job?
I'd have to, it's just a, I don't know, okay. I have to ask you.
All right.
We'll do that next.
Okay.
Because initially when I saw it, I thought there's no way in hell you put this on a resume. But I've convinced myself that it's actually a very meaningful skill. We'll send that out to you guys. Twitter poll. We'll talk to you. It's Chuck and Winkler on the phone.
So what have you been working on recently, Dave?
Well, I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
That's from Step Brothers, Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Cody Grant, our producer as well. So yesterday I was toiling around on Snapchat, right? Mm-hmm. So one of my friends is in HR, and she had put on her Snapchat a picture of some guy's resume. Now, I don't know what the job is, but on the resume it said, like, the third thing it said was fantasy football commissioner under job experience.
Okay.
And then the qualifications are manage a team of 10 people, manage finances, scheduling. And I responded to her. I said, I cannot believe somebody actually put that. And we laughed about it. And then we talked a little bit, and I thought, you know what? You know what? There is some legitimacy to putting being a fantasy commissioner on a resume.
Not at all. No, not at all. I wish they knew the job was, but I mean, unless you're working for, you know, a fantasy football sport site, maybe then. But if somebody puts that on, I mean, that's going to get your, I guess it'll get somebody's attention. They're going to laugh at it. And they're going to say, what kind of joker would put this on a resume?
Well, Well, think about it. I'm a fantasy football commissioner. Many of you are.
Okay.
What are the things that we have to do as a commissioner? We're managing a group of 8 to 12 people,
mm-hmm.
sometimes more. We're in charge of scheduling a date where everybody can get together, sorting through conflicts to find a draft day, sorting through conflicts. There's some mediation that needs to go on when a guy doesn't get his guy set in a lineup on time. You have to manage 12 people's different reactions to that. There's finances. You have to deal with the finance side of things, managing finances, being responsible to pay out your league, being responsible for hanging on to the money and not spending it. There's responsibility that comes.
Jeez, that sounds like running a household.
With being a commissioner.
How is that any different than running a household? You can put that, okay, husband, 3 kids, run household, manage money, get everybody's schedules together,
like
organizing.
If you're a mom, you should put being a mom on your resume.
I suppose.
100%.
That's where we're at. I don't know how that's going to help you do your job, but I just think that's just a given. People have things in their life where they have to arrange and put together and calculate and all that.
So here's some jobs I had starting out in my life.
Okay.
Lifeguard.
Lifeguard?
I'm sure the skills I've learned and developed as a fantasy football manager are more useful to most jobs than being a lifeguard.
See, I think you being a lifeguard today, there'd be somebody struggling in the pool and you'd be on your phone. Bart, there's somebody over there who's having problem making it to the rope. And you're on Twitter.
I wouldn't put my phone that close to the water, Chuck.
Yeah, but if you're up on one of those high stools.
Good point. I was a grocery store cart attendant.
Okay.
I was the guy in the parking lot that collected carts and then put them back in the grocery store. You're telling me being a fantasy commissioner is less impactful on a resume than pushing carts? No.
Well, depending on what job you're going to go for. I just think, though, pushing carts and doing that thing, it shows that you're willing to work and getting out there and you got a job and you're doing stuff that maybe people don't want to do, but you're still going out there and earning money.
And a fantasy football commissioner shows you work for free.
Yeah,
true.
Okay.
You're dedicated.
I went to Pick and Save yesterday, and this guy's out there, and he's pushing a million carts. He's going back and forth, and I'm thinking, man, this guy's got to do it when it's cold later on tonight and it's slippery out here. That's more power to this kid. He was a college kid or whatever. Great. He's out there doing those sort of things. He has a job. That's the main thing. I never, a job is a job in today's world, but a fantasy football commissioner, it's not a job.
It's not a job, but it requires a certain level of skill.
Okay.
We put it on Twitter. We put it on Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan. We put up a poll. Can you put being a fantasy football commissioner on your resume?
All right.
And right now, we're at 72% say no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine to think at first. I laughed about it at first, but the more I think about it, the more I think there's some validity. Cody, you play fantasy. Where are you landing on this?
It's tough because you talk about you applying for a job, you want to come off as professional and a fantasy football commissioner. You actually put that on your resume. The first thought I have is I laugh at it, but you make a lot of good points when you say the work that goes into it and you're not doing it for any money. You have to put work into it. You have to put effort into it. And it's like managing a group of immature men.
This is where the world is today.
What do you mean?
This is where the world is today.
This is not about where the world is today.
This is where the workforce, these are the kind of guys who are pushing me for my job. But they're putting fantasy football on their resume. You're kidding me. Running a fantasy football league, those are the people who are pushing people for jobs these days.
I don't think you're capable of running a fantasy football league.
I'm capable of doing it. I just don't want to do it. I don't know anything about fantasy football, but if I knew the ins and outs, of course I could be able to do it.
You have to manage 12 people.
I got
figure out
15 interns around here I got to take after. My phone's running off the hook all the time. I don't get even paid anything extra. It's just part of my job.
All right. Well, that's a skill then, what you do.
Yes.
You manage the schedule of interns, and you deal with conflicts that arise.
Sure.
That's the exact same thing that I do as a fantasy football commissioner.
It teaches you how to deal with stress as well.
Yes.
And you get texts, emails all throughout
yes.
the day,
okay.
all hours of the day, because everybody has different
but
schedules.
Okay. But that could be like doing anything. So in other words, if you're organizing a softball league, the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, That would that's you'd put good.
You'd put that. I managed the softball league over at Curry Park or whatever.
Chuck, when I was in high school,
Curry Park's not a place.
When I was in high school, senior year, I ran a mini golf league.
Mm-hmm.
There was a indoor facility in Fond du Lac
mm-hmm.
where you could mini golf. 36 people, 12 teams of three.
Yeah.
I worked with the business to get a discount on a group rate. I scheduled week to week. I managed a fantasy football website. Mm-hmm. I was in charge of marketing. And what I say by that is I worked with the high school to let them announce our results over the school announcements. Okay. So that should be a skill.
I think running that league, that might be something added, but you shouldn't have that at the. That could be something that you bring up in the interview process. They, you know, they say, "Oh, Bart, what do you like? What do you do? And what else do I know about Bart Winkler?" He said, "Well, you managed this golf league last year." And if in conversation, that's like an added thing. Oh, Bart, what do you do? Oh, yeah, I managed this golf league, 24 teams. I did this. I went out and this. I love doing it. And this. That's an extra bonus, I think.
799-1250, 414-799-1250.
Put it on your resume.
Dennis is on the north side. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. First of all, this guy, whoever put this on his resume, had to have had these skills before he became the commissioner, unless the league would have ethically failed. And I agree with what Chuck is saying. At the bottom of your resume, usually you list, skills and other talent. You want to put that there, but the way you made it sound like, Bart, is that he put this as his work experience.
Yeah, he did. On the resume I saw, he put it as work.
Not work experience. Not work experience.
That's totally ludicrous, because if he already had these skills, he should have been utilizing those skills before he became the commissioner. You guys have a good day.
You too, Dennis. I tell you, I saw this. I laughed hysterically.
Yeah.
And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought,
yeah, this is the workforce today.
This is legitimate.
Some of these guys.
This is a legitimate thing. Mm-hmm. And even if it's
living
not,
in his mom's basement too?
See, that's a lame way to go.
Okay. No.
Fantasy football is a huge industry.
There's CEOs manage fantasy football.
You're going to go to mom's basement on me?
Well,
here?
If he's going to put it on his resume, doesn't he have any more important qualities that he's done than running a fantasy football league? What has he actually done in the workforce?
He had like one other job.
Okay, like what?
I forgot what it was.
Oh, well,
I just was so honed in on the
fantasy. Well, I want to know what he actually's done in the workforce, working for somebody and grinding away.
The other thing, maybe this guy, even if it's stupid to put fantasy football on, the amendment to the story or the epilogue to the story is that they are going to call him to ask him why he put fantasy football on his resume.
Okay, because some guys or ladies might just turn that resume away and throw it in the garbage.
Exactly, but this is so
curious.
There's
an intrigue.
Yeah, so he's going to get a call back from what was on his resume.
Well, in this case, it's going to work.
Isn't that the goal?
Well, in this case, it's going to work for him. In some cases, it might not. I'd say most cases, somebody look at it and laugh and, do we want to hire this guy? But in this case, the lady, it's a girl you said, right? Woman, your friend?
Yeah, friend.
She's going to go, and she's intrigued by it.
Yeah, so he'll get a call back.
Okay.
And then once I know how that call goes, I'll let you know. Yeah. Tyler tweets in at 105.7 FM. The Fan says, last year I got a cover letter where a guy compared the benching of Bart Houston to Alex Hornibrook to our company hiring him and giving him a shot like Chris did. It was an entire paragraph with a long explanation. This was for a mutual fund sales reporting job. See, but that's intriguing.
Sure.
You can't just say, I love what I do. I'll be a great addition to your company.
There's a guy who's a college student at UW, okay? And he works for the campus station there. And he keeps telling me how hard of a worker he is. I mean, I see him at Bucks games. I'll come down and tell me how hard of a worker he is. This. So I always tell him, well, let's hear how you sound on the radio. Let's hear a sound sample. You know, I want to hear something. Great. You know, you keep telling me. And he never does. He never gets me anything. Keeps telling me how hard of a worker he is. Oh, I work so hard. You know, let's see how you sound. Let's give me some examples. Nothing.
Chuck and Winkler.
Zero.
Can you put being a fantasy football commissioner on your resume? 414-799-1250. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. It's a Friday fish fry today. From 11 until close, you can get the fish fry for just $10.99. And kids eat free this weekend, too. So Tuesdays and Saturdays, kids are eating free after 4 o'clock. One free kids meal with each adult entree purchased. Now, if you go to Perkins and take advantage of these deals, I would think you could put that on your resume because it shows how good you are with money. You're finding the best opportunity to save some money, especially off that great plates menu. 14 different items from $4 to $8. Good, hearty items. Homemade meatloaf, big BLT sandwich, fabulous five breakfast, and more. Can you put being a fantasy football commissioner on your resume? 414-799-1250.
So what have you been working on recently, Dave?
Well, I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League. But it's just a sweet, sweet fantasy league.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
Oh, if there's anybody who's a diva, Mariah is the queen of divas, man.
Yeah, but she is a babe.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, older woman who's still rocking it. You know, it's funny. I saw her when she was at the New Year's Eve thing. She was just sitting up there, and she was like, you know, it's like, what can you do for me?
Well, this year it was kind of a joke to play off last year when it wasn't a joke.
No, but I thought she took too much criticism last year.
I agree.
It was her fault not doing a sound check last year.
Right.
But still, I thought she got too much criticism for last year. But yeah, she's still rocking, of course.
414-799-1250.
You talk about a girl who's probably an absolute drama mess. That's probably her.
All right. 414-799-1250. I have a friend who works in HR, and she got her resume to her place of business the other day. And I don't know the job, but regardless, on the resume, under work experience, was fantasy football commissioner. And I laughed hysterically at first. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, well, you know, there are qualifications and skills being a fantasy commissioner. You're managing people. You're managing money. Mm-hmm. You're scheduling. There are traits in that sort of position that could carry over to the real world, and I think that there is maybe a spot for it on your resume.
There's thousands of guys every day, probably here in the state, who do the same thing. So they can put that on their resume. In addition to their other job, that's a hobby they're doing. Most of the time, when the guy's a commissioner, he's doing it because he loves doing it. He's Andy, not doing it for the job aspect.
Andy says, absolutely you can put it on your resume, assuming your goal is simply to satisfy an application requirement to keep drawing unemployment.
I hope he's got something more important than running a fantasy football league to put on his resume. Again, depending on what the job, too.
Ryan asks on Twitter, does being a Packers owner go on the resume? I would say yes. Well, I would put that on my resume.
I would say, you know, if you, again, in the interview process, if you want to bring that up for a lighthearted moment, that's fine.
It's like you put, don't people put their sorority or their fraternity on their resume under other? And then the person who does the hiring says, oh, he's a Phi Kappa Gamma like me. I'll bring him in. Well, so if I put Packers owner or if I put fantasy under there, the guy's like, oh, this guy's interesting.
But that shows that you're going to college and you're, you know, you're just one
what,
more.
Getting hammered and hazing young people?
I don't know.
Making freshmen get naked and throwing oil
that's
at them?
That's all wrong. Yeah, I know that's all wrong.
799-1250, Jamie's in Mequon, fellow fantasy commissioner. Jamie, can you put being a fantasy commissioner on your resume?
Hi, Chuck and Winkler. I love your show, by the way.
Oh, Jamie, thanks, we man. Love you.
I think you can certainly put it on there. As discussed, it's probably more of a conversation starter. I don't see it having a great value on a resume. It's more like the attributes of scheduling and these sorts of things. I think it's more akin to like being the party chairman at your fraternity, okay? So you're involved in this fun fraternity and you have some responsibilities, but that's not really going to get you very far in that interview process other than a conversation starter.
Yeah, I mean, this guy put it on his resume. He's going to get a callback because it was so ridiculous that they're wondering why he put it on there.
See, my conversation starter with
Jamie,
people is always that I don't play fantasy football.
So put that on your resume.
I don't play fantasy.
Just the ability to abstain.
Please don't ever mention fantasy football
from
around
fantasy.
Me. Yeah, I don't like it.
799-1250. Let's go to Martinez.
No interest in it.
Martinez in Port Washington. What's up, bud?
What's up? I'm going to answer the question, and then can I vent a little bit?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. No, I wouldn't put that on my resume. And my venting thing is I hate resumes. I'm with Chuck on the old school of doing things. The younger generation, no disrespect, it's not your fault, y'all's born now. But I hate that you have to make resumes. I mean, and then when you go and do all this, you go to an interview, they're like, do you have experience? No. Well, we can't have it. Well, how the hell am I going to get experience if you don't give me a chance to get experience?
Yeah, preach,
I'm
brother.
Old school. I used to go down to a job to see help wanted. Do you need help? Yes. I need a job. Let's talk. You could go straight to the management and talk the same day you go there. Now you got to file stuff online, wait till it gets through. Hopefully somebody call you back. If they don't, you call them, like, well, can you check my application? Oh, we haven't got to that. Okay, I'll just come down there. No, we need to see the application before we talk to you. Why? And then you got people that won't hire you because you're older. Like, I'll be 40 this year. I know people that's 21. And getting jobs that, okay, well, why would you give it to them when I got to keep a roof over my head, so I should be way more responsible, because if I don't come to work, I'll be on the street. They, most of them, don't stay with nobody but their mom, so you trust them. So if they get bored, they just quit. And just then you're out of person again. Why don't you trust the people that's older to get the job?
Yeah.
So it's kind of dumb, and it's kind of irritating. I really hate that word, resume. So basically, you said fantasy football. Well, hell, I could put I manage an Xbox tournament, right? If that's the case, because I manage people.
Yeah, I think there's something to that.
I think job interviews are a waste of time, because you don't really get to know somebody from a job interview. Rhodes came in here and interviewed for this job. This guy came in here with a coat, a tie, and he sat across. He's a completely different person than I thought he was.
Me too.
He is.
Is that a bad thing or is that
I don't know.
Bad
don't, I mean, don't you think that Rhodes is completely different than what we thought?
This is not the guy we interviewed.
No, it isn't. When you sat across the table from, you know, us two and our boss, Parker, I thought it completely different. But then, you know, after a while, you get to know Rhodes a little bit, and you find out these other characteristics of him that you don't see in an interview.
Wait, I'm still... is this a bad thing or a good thing?
Yeah, you know, you got some flighty characteristics that we didn't pick up earlier.
Let's go to Mason in Shorewood.
Am I right?
799-1250.
No.
What's up, Mason?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, first of all, the short answer is you don't put it on your resume. But I will say this, though. Now, I get to do one of these back-in-my-day things. I graduated from undergrad in 1996, and back then they didn't have the internet site. So our commissioner was a guy that was pretty good with numbers, and he had to pull all the stats out of the paper every week and put them into a spreadsheet and manage it that way. And then there was always arguments, because sometimes the stats would be a little different in one paper to the other and how they classified a guy. But even then, I don't think I'd put it on the resume.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it under work experience, but
well,
you can put it as a skill. And if nothing else, the person that sees the resume is going to be like, what in the hell is this guy doing?
Work experience. Got to know. Well, it sounded like you were justifying him putting it under work experience.
No, there's a spot for it on the resume.
Well, I think there's when you bring it up on stuff that you like to do, interests, running a fantasy football league. I think that's an interest, because he's obviously got an interest in doing it, too. He's not doing it because he has to. Maybe some cases because nobody else wants to, but... Some guys who run fantasy football leagues, I know, dread doing it.
Well, I love it. And
why do you?
What?
And why do you? Why do you like doing it? Because all this extra work, why do you like doing it? Do you get any extra money out of it?
If I win the league.
But, I mean, running the league, where does it benefit you running the league?
I have a sense of power amongst my 11 friends.
Okay. That's what you like?
I get to have the nickname Kamish.
That's why you like all that extra worry?
Yeah, to be called Kamish, man.
Really?
That's pretty baller.
You're a baller. So that's the reasons for running a fantasy football league. I don't know why anybody would want to run one.
Chuck and Winkler were served up
just
by
seems
Perkins.
Like a lot of stress.
Restaurant and Bakeries on the Fan.
See, well, you guys go every day around. Baby, so much, so much, so much.
Michael, we're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. A look at the NFL playoffs coming up, what they often refer to as the best weekend in football. Plus, Michael Cohen will stop by here 8:20 on The Fan. According to a report from the Chicago Sun-Times, the Brewers may have interest in Jake Arrieta. The right-hander has contract offers from a half dozen teams with heavy interest from the division. The Cubs, Cardinals, and yes, your Milwaukee Brewers have all been teams to propose offers to Jake Arrieta, according to the Chicago Sun-Times.
Now, you thought that maybe by getting Chacín that they were satisfied with their starting rotation. So who would be, I mean, let's say they got Arrieta. Let's say Jake Arrieta is part of this rotation, and 100 whatever the price is, if it's anything over $100 million, forget it. But let's say they did. Who drops out?
I don't care. Pick someone. I mean, I don't want to pay him a ton of money. I don't want to pay him a ton of money.
Yeah.
But I do think the Brewers would still be well to go get a frontline guy right now.
I'm not saying he wouldn't be better than some of the guys they got, but I'm saying who would drop out of the rotation?
Who's in the rotation? Is Suter still in a rotation?
No, he's not. No.
Okay, Woodruff?
I'm going to pull up the exact rotation right here.
If you're a baseball team and you're just saying, I want five starters, that's it, that's a mistake. These guys are going to go on the DL. It always works itself out. Load up as many guys as you can.
Chase Anderson, we know, is going to be in the rotation. Yeah, Zach Davies is going to be in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Chacín is going to be in the rotation.
Yeah.
Jimmy Nelson is hurt. And
Woodruff, did you say?
Woodruff probably be in the rotation. Would have no problem placing him at either. And that's it.
I think
Suter?
If you look at the National League frames, there's a lot of teams that aren't going to be very good. There's a lot of teams that are kind of stuck in this rebuild process or at the beginning of one. The Brewers have an opportunity to take a leap from where they were last year. Now, even if they don't, it won't be the end of the world. But I think when you look at this layout, the exact reason I wanted them to go for it last year and trade maybe a Lewis Brinson for a Sonny Gray or somebody was because I think they had a shot to win that division. They've got a definite shot to get a wild card spot because the rest of the NL is not – there's a lot of bad teams.
No, and that's why one of the reasons why the Brewers were able to rise up and win 86 games. See, I'm one of the few people who've got a problem with the offense on this team that I don't think that the offense is as productive. And I don't know if it's the adjustments they got to make or whatever, but hitting with runners in scoring position was a bad thing for these guys toward the end of the season last year. Early in the season, they were – much better. Later in the year, not so much. How many guys would they just strand boatloads of people on the base paths? And here we'd be sitting in the sixth inning. The Brewers would be on 1-0 with one hit. That case, too. So I want to see the second base spot solidified. And I'm willing to give VR another chance at it, starting second base.
There you go.
No, I am.
That's my boy.
No. Not. We'll see how he does. But I'm willing to give him another shot at it. But some of these other positions, center field, I'm not sure of yet what direction I'd want to go. Phillips, is Broxton going to be on this team? Or is Brinson going to be your center fielder? Or is Santana going to be in this team? And then you move one of those guys to the right.
If they want to trade one of those dudes for Chris Archer, I'm on board. They have my permission.
Another guy I hear
the Brewers are waiting for.
Alex Cobb is another guy I hear that the Brewers are interested in.
Get him.
I just don't know if he's worth that much. $80 million?
How many years does he want for? Because he rejected 3 and 42 from the Cubs.
Yeah. Chuck 5 years, $80 million?
We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Michael Cohen to join us at 8:20. A look ahead to the weekend that will be maybe the best in the NFL. They always say it is, but some of these matchups. Chuck and Winkler are on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.